Here we go.
Are you ready?
1, 2, 3.
Woo! Leanne Hanafin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
It's Leanne Hanafin with you now. High Road, Low Road has returned to RTE. It is the show where celebs get sent on holidays to the same destination, but with a catch. One of them gets five-star treatment and the other is running on a budget. But who will have the better experience? Well, one man who knows all about it is the one and only Greg O'Shea. Greg, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Leanne. How are you doing? Good morning.
It's great to have you with me this morning. And listen, the first thing we need to say to you is congratulations, because you were newly married only at the end of last year. So tell us, how is married life treating you?
Yeah, I got married on the 6th of October in Dublin, actually, and Yay. It was a beautiful day. It could have gone either way now, October in Dublin, but it was absolutely beautiful. We kept it really small. We only had 20 people for our dinner, for our wedding, and it was really intimate, but it was perfect. Really got to spend time with everyone that was there, just family and one friend each. And then it's been about 3 months, what are we now? We're about 14th of January, and it's still the same, to be honest. Like, and that's why you marry the person, is because you enjoy life with them, so nothing's supposed to change. But ask me again in a couple of years when we have kids and I might have a different answer.
Totally different story then. Well, listen, we'll revisit it in a couple of years. But I'm so glad to hear that it is treating you so well so far. Now, listen, you're on High Road, Low Road with the one and only Erica Cody. Now, we need to have a listen to the moment where you both found out where you were headed.
Is it Leeds, Bradford? Is it Dubai? Well, let's see.
Where is it?
Great.
I've never been to Crete.
Chania.
It's pronounced Chania, guys.
To be honest, Greg, I would have pronounced it Chania as well upon looking at it. You are headed to Chania in Crete. Before I ask you all about it and what is in store on tonight's episode when we watch it, tell me, right, before you opened that envelope, did you secretly want the High Road treatment, or were you kind of hoping, you know what, maybe the Low Road would be a better experience? What were you hoping for?
Chania with a silent C. Do you know what? I didn't really mind either way. And it is completely like luck of the draw. You don't know what you're getting beforehand. But you know what? I don't know if you saw the actual clip and what Erica's wearing. I've christened her the Irish Beyonce. Like, you couldn't expect her to be going budget. She just wouldn't be able to fit in, where I was happy enough. Like, it was funny. Watch it tonight. Like, I really get stuck in. I just bring a good attitude. And as you said at the start of the show, you're going on holidays and they're not going to, like, do you in. It's still going to be a decent holiday, just not as five-star as Erica experienced.
Exactly. It's still a great experience overall. Tell us all about it and how Crete compares as an adventure destination.
Yeah, so there's a big variety in activities. We come together for a few and we're separate for a few. Erica really goes High Road. Like, the stuff that she did is like bucket list activities, where I was getting down and dirty. And there's even one stage where I'm on an inflatable sofa on the ocean getting pulled by a speedboat. And I get flipped out of that thing like a pancake, because they wanted me to hold the camera. So I only had one hand holding me on and I went flying out of that thing. Like, so I actually, they might edit it it out because it was such a dangerous maneuver, but it was really funny, and I walked out unscathed. So it's really good fun. And you know what, the sun was shining. I'd never been to Crete before, and it was only like a quick weekend, and the team on the ground there, the RTE team, wow, they work hard. Like, it's a very skeletal team. One cameraman or camerawoman comes with me, one or two go with Erica, and they just get it done in the space of like 2 or 3 days. It's very impressive.
Super production. And I suppose we've all gone on holidays or mad trips where we've had a tight budget as well. But Greg, for you, what is the one thing you would absolutely splurge on anyways? Would it be food? Would it be activities? Or maybe you love your comfort?
Well, you know what? Like, the thing with the hotel and going 5-star and spending a lot of money is you're not going to be in the hotel. You're ideally in a location where you're going to be exploring and doing activities and going to restaurants. So I'm not too pushed on the hotel side of things, where I more so put money into activities and the food. For instance, for my honeymoon, we just went on, we went to Bali for 3 weeks, and my wife, Johnny, she had an activity booked every second day. So we were kept busy, and we have some real, really good memories and photos to look back on.
Sounds amazing. And talk to me about food, right, Greg, because I know that you're a bit of a foodie. And do I believe correctly that Lindt chocolate balls are kind of your go-to guilty pleasure?
Oh my God, how do you know that? That's great. Your research crew have done very well there.
Ah, little birdies around here.
Yeah, Lindt is my favourite by far. Like, those white chocolate balls, oh, I would do anything for them. And my sister, just noticed that in the supermarket the other day, they've lint with shortcake biscuit, I think.
Ooh.
Is a new one. So I need to get my hands on that. Imagine those with a cup of tea now, sitting down watching me on High Road, Low Road. That's the way to go. Now.
Listen, we'll have to run to the shops this afternoon and to get them. Were you able to sneak in any kind of goodies along for your journey in Hania?
No, I didn't really get a chance. I snuck off at one stage because, oh yeah, you know I'm on Low Road. I was on Low Road, so I wasn't getting the treatment of like really good quality food and all that stuff. So I snuck off and got myself a gyros. Is that how you pronounce
it? Oh yes, I've always wanted to try one of them.
Yeah, they're like a fancy Greek kebab, I would call them. But okay. They're like really good quality meat and it's beautiful. So I snuck off and got myself one of those. But that's about it. That's the only sweet treat I had.
Okay, well, that's a good one. That is a good one. Like I say, I've always wanted to try one of them. So, Greg, we can look forward to you eating kebabs on the show tonight. You said about the inflatable sofa as well, which I think we're all keeping our fingers crossed that they have kept that in and we will be able to watch. High Road, Low Road is on tonight. RTE1 and the RTE Player at 7 p.m. And like you say, you're going to be alongside the fabulous Erica Cody for it. Greg, we cannot wait to see it. And thank you so much for joining me this morning on 98FM.
Oh, thanks for having me on. It was really good. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Greg.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM. The 98FM Lowdown. With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Wipes that wow in just 15 minutes. 98FM.
If you are wondering to yourself this morning what could be happening in the world of entertainment this morning, well, we are about to find out with Showbiz Shannon, who is live from London. Shannon, good morning. How are you?
Good morning from London.
How is it looking over there weather-wise?
It's not great now. I'd rather be in the Bahamas, to be honest with you. But sure, look, beggars can't be choosers.
Absolutely not. London is a lovely place to be. Let us know what we are kicking off with this morning, Shannon.
So Robbie Williams has teased he would be up for going on tour again with these guys.
Shannon. This is the best possible news that you could have brought me for a Tuesday afternoon or morning even, should I say.
Oh, stop. It would be unreal. So speaking in a recent interview, he was asked if he would return to the band for the revival of the Circus Live tour. And he said, I did love it last time. Not right now. I'm sure we will ride again in the future, but it's not in my plans right now. I don't know about you, Leanne, but I'm holding on to that. I'm sure we will ride again in the future.
I think he is going to do it. I think Robbie now is at that point in his career where, look, everything that's happened is very much in the past now. He's open to new opportunities, new possibilities. And like he's come out and said in interviews before that, you know, it was always a feud between himself and Gary Barlow. But I think all of that now, again, is in the past. So I can see him coming back for this, maybe not in the immediate future, like he's saying. But at some point, Robbie will be back in Take That, even if it's just for like a one-off show. We'll be happy with that.
Yes, I think he definitely will. He is currently working on a new album that's going to drop the 6th of February called Britpop, and he said that he plans on recording 5 more albums. So he is very, very busy, but I'm sure he'll squeeze Take That in somewhere.
Oh, 100%. The man has no signs of stopping anytime soon, and we love to hear it.
Next up, it looks like this guy is preparing to launch his new music era. You're so golden.
Some great news. Once again, Shannon, you're hitting us with the big ones this morning.
you know, I come to impress. So after a 2-year break, Leanne, Harry Styles has not only launched a new website called WeBelongTogether.co, but promotional images have been spotted all around the world. So the website leads to a shot of an audience cheering, which is me and you basically.
Yeah.
Go on, Harry. Then when you click on it, it leads to a link called mycommunity.com to add an account called HSHQ, aka Harry Styles HQ,
yep,
for text updates. Now, fans are losing their minds trying to figure out what it all means, but something is definitely cooking. And a new report claims that Harry has signed up for his second Madison Square residency. So I guess time will only tell.
Oh my goodness, this is so exciting. So basically, this is like Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour, but Harry Styles, the Eras Tour now instead.
Literally. I really hope it's going to be like that. That would be epic.
Oh my goodness. And like, we've been waiting on this news for so long. You know what? 2 years, right? Since he kind of wrapped everything up with the massive tour he went on. It actually doesn't seem like that long ago.
I know, it literally seems like yesterday, and we have all just been following his love life then ever since, because he hasn't been giving us music. Him running in marathons, him going out, I'm just like, Harry, give us some music, will you?
Yeah, that's all we want. Give the people what they want.
Literally. And then finally, in more good news, Jennifer Lawrence might have officially confirmed her Hunger Games return as Katniss. So if you didn't know, back in December, it was reported that Jennifer and Josh Hutcherson, who played Peeta Malak, would be returning for the new film. Now, the film is set to be a prequel that revisits the 50th Hunger Games and young Haymitch. So I haven't a clue how their characters will show up, if they're going to be in the womb or what. But this is what Jennifer had to say.
Francis Lawrence is directing a new Hunger Games movie. You guys should catch up, maybe.
Maybe we already have.
If you believe everything on the internet.
Oh yeah, it is out on the internet.
So I should see that Hunger Games movie is what you're saying.
Yes.
She is such a funny character. When can we expect to see it, or is it very much still speculation, Shannon?
So we still don't know. Like, that was kind of her low-key confirming that she's in it, or else she's just playing up to the fans. You know what I mean? She's just having us losing our minds all over again. Oh. But that's going to be out this year, so time will tell.
Oh, wow.
I suppose the trailer. We'll keep an eye out for that one.
Yes, hopefully very soon. Very exciting. And we love when the original characters come in. But a prequel, interesting to see how they will do that as well. Showbiz Shannon, thank you so much for bringing us all the entertainment this morning on 98FM.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. on 98FM.